And welcome everyone to another episode of the Developing Up Podcast. I'm your host, Mike Miles, and this is the podcast focused on the non-technical side of being a developer, because your career is about more than the code you write. So if you call yourself a programmer, a developer, a script kiddie, a database administrator, a technologist, a technical architect, whatever you call yourself, if it's your job to write code, this is the podcast for you. And to all the new listeners out there, I want to say welcome. Thanks for joining us. And for all the repeat listeners, hey, thanks for coming back and listening to another episode. And this is episode 37. That's 37, which means the show notes for this episode are available at developingup.com/37. So I have a question for all you listeners. If you're a developer, what inspires you? What drives you? What causes you to want to be a developer and solve development problems? Basically, I'm asking you, what's your motivation? That's the whole concept behind today's episode, is finding out what motivates you as a developer and why motivation is important for progressing in your development career. I sat down with Nate, who is a senior developer at Oomph Inc. out of Providence, Rhode Island. And Nate and I talked about this idea of motivation and why it's important to a career in development. Nate shares his story of becoming a developer from a non-development background and the motivating factors that have caused him to switch into a career that he's passionate about. I think there's a lot of lessons to learn here in this episode. It's a shorter one than usual. After hearing me and Nate talk, we'll come back and distill it to key points. Nathan, thank you for sitting down, taking the time to be on the podcast. Appreciate it.
Yeah, absolutely.
So let's start out. Why don't you tell our listeners a little bit about yourself and your history as a developer?
I am a senior web engineer for Oomph Inc. We're headquartered in Providence, Rhode Island. I've only been a developer for 2 years, got hired as a junior developer. Prior to that, I was a 911 operator for 7 years, did that right out of high school. Always wanted to be a police officer, but I lived in Massachusetts. Civil service is really hard to become a police officer, so dispatchers are civilians, and it was easier to get into that. I really liked it because it was computer-based, but I always did programming as a hobby, and then, you know, after doing this 7 years, it was kind of like the movie Groundhog's Day. You know, every day you go to work, you answer a 911 call, you enter in the call, you dispatch your units, it just gets repetitive, and I've always found, you know, working in technology challenging, so I wanted to wake up and feel challenged and go to work. Also, having weekends off is great. So, yeah.
As a dispatcher, you didn't?
No. We worked weekends. I worked weekends for 7 years straight.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Wow. Well, thank you for being a dispatcher. I'm sure you helped a lot of people. But that's an interesting background. I haven't had anyone with that sort of background before.
A fun fact I put on my company profile is 2013, I was in the Boston Marathon as an EMS dispatch supervisor. And around like 4 a.m., the governor ordered a shelter-in-place order. So I made a broadcast over the Boston area police network. And that video recording is in the movie Patriots Day with Mark Wahlberg.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. I've never watched it. I don't.
Did you get, like, IMDb page credit for
that? I would love that. No, but some of my old coworkers emailed me, and they were pretty jealous. And
so being relatively new to development, you know, 2 years in, starting as a junior developer, let me ask you, you know, what was your motivation for switching to development and finding a developing role?
My major motivation was not working weekends anymore.
Okay.
I did not see an end in sight. I was also not working nights. I worked midnights for like 5 years. I had my associate's degree in criminal justice, and then I went to Framingham State and got my bachelor's in actually liberal studies. It was really difficult to transfer my criminal justice credits to another school, so I ended up building my own like web development or like web engineering degree at Framingham with a computer science professor. We kind of mapped out my own degree, and I did that while working midnights full-time, went to school full-time. Ended up being a assistant teacher for a lot of the undergrad classes, so that was really cool. And my motivation was just getting through that. I love helping people. I guess that's why I wanted to be in public safety, right? And, you know, the motivation was just trying to challenge myself every day, like I said. Like, I just wanted to wake up and feel like I'm making a difference. And I guess I was doing that dispatching, but I guess personally, I just wasn't being like, you know,
the sense I'm getting, it wasn't driving your passion for you. You weren't passionate about being a dispatcher, but you're passionate about developing,
yeah,
or challenging yourself in a different way.
Yeah, you know, so I started in a small town and then I went to a big city and I got hired with the state of Massachusetts. And it was kind of like, where do I go from here? There's no upward mobility for me. So I was like, I need to find a career that I can just progress in. And like, my goal was leaving there was like, I want to be a CTO one day. And like, that's my goal. And, you know, in the 2 years that I've been with Oomph, I started as a junior developer. I'm now a senior engineer working on our DevOps teams. I work with our biggest enterprise clients now. This is everything I wanted to do. Technology, I feel like it has given me everything.
You wanted to find someone to motivate you. You know, you found a goal that you wanted. That gives you a lot of motivation. How do you use that in your day-to-day to improve yourself in your career, in the skills you apply?
So that's a good question. So we do every year at Oomph, we do like company awards at the end of the year. Our three values of our company are smart, personal, and driven. So we have four awards, the Smart Personal Driven Award, and the last one we have a Plus One Award, which is someone who embodies that. My first year, out of surprise, I won the Plus One Award. You know, I didn't think that I was trying very hard, but I was able to make a positive impact to the company, and it just felt amazing. And like, once you get that feeling, like, you know, you're a driven guy, right? Like, you do this podcast, and, you know, getting that taste of like doing well, I was like, the sky's the limit. You know, this past year I got the Driven Award, and like, what keeps me driven is just that hunger of always wanting to do more, always wanting to do enough. When I was younger, I always wanted everything at once, and I was never patient. And a decade, I think, really adds a lot of like wisdom to be like, hey, like, I made so many mistakes being impatient in the past. Like, I'm just going to take my time. I'm going to network. I'm going to work hard. I'm just going to make a positive impact for myself in my small area and see how that impacts, you know, the wider scope. And
three things that you just said there that are really important for any developer out there is, one, this whole idea of being motivated to what you want to do and why you want to do it. Like, you have a goal that you want to reach. You have a reason why you motivate yourself to work hard. You know, you mentioned your first year at your company being a new junior developer. You got the Plus One Award. You didn't think you were doing that much work. You didn't think you were working as hard. But it's probably because you were so motivated and you were energized about what you were doing. It didn't seem like you were doing a lot of work. It didn't seem like day-to-day was a drudgery, that you're just, you're going excited to try something new or to work on a challenge. So for you, it was a little fun. It kept your motivation high. And then I forget the third thing, actually, now that we're talking about it. But what I think is an important lesson for any developer of any level is that it's important that you find what motivates you for your job, what motivates you to be a developer, and latch onto that. And then it helps either guide your passion, or it helps guide, you know, the direction you want to go in, or figure out the direction you don't want to go in. You've obviously made great strides in just 2 years because you've been so motivated and dedicated to it, and you found it rewarding. Yeah. Not that being a dispatcher probably was rewarding in a different way, but it didn't hit that passion of yours.
Yeah.
So I think a good lesson for listeners out there is, you know, if you're a developer, if you're new, and or if you're experienced and you're starting to like feel run down, burned out, reevaluate what drives you, what's motivating the work you're doing. If you don't have something, take a step back and figure out, what are you passionate about?
Yeah.
What do you want to grow into and start working towards that?
My dad's been in the military since he was 18. I watched that guy work really hard. My parents, when I was really young, I remember this, they declared bankruptcy. And they owned a business and it just went under. And my dad worked like three jobs and mom worked two jobs while I was an only child. Really wasn't a point until I was like 17. My dad deployed to Afghanistan during like the height of the war. And it was like right before that my parents are finally like, we're good. We caught up from, you know, a decade ago of going bankrupt. Yeah. And that drives me. That just like seeing my parents, just they never gave up. You know, I just feel like, you know, a lot of people hit that like that barrier, hit that wall. I needed to motivate myself to say, okay, this is my goal. I want to become an executive in technology one day. I'm going to go back to school. I'm going to pay my own way. I'm going to start, you know, from the ground up and get there.
The motivation you have, it's not like I'm motivated because I want to write code or I want to build this thing. And I think if every developer took a step back and thought to themselves, am I motivated just because I want to write code? Some may say yes. But I think majority are saying, no, there is this underlying motivation that I have that I want to work towards. And another thing you highlighted there was, you know, you have one life to live, right? As a developer, you have one thing to do. You have such a finite amount of time to do what you're passionate about. And if you have that opportunity to take that chance to change what you want to do. So if you're a developer and, you know, you're not liking the technology you're working with, you're not liking the company you're working for, you're working for yourself or you want to work for yourself, you know, it's worth taking that risk. And as long as you're motivated to do it, can't guarantee that you'll succeed, but you can guarantee that you'll have a hell of a time doing it, or, you know, you'll work hard towards it. And I think that makes all the difference between okay developers and great developers. It's just like, they're not going in writing ones and zeros every day just and then clocking out. They're going in because they have this underlying purpose that drives them.
It's an interesting thing that you say that, right? So I have a conversation with my director of engineering a lot where we bounce ideas off of each other. I'm very candid with him. And I think that's what has made my growth so quick is that, you know, in my one-on-ones, in my yearly reviews, he goes, what is your goal? What's your three-year goal? My three-year goal is to be a senior engineer. This is how I'm going to enable you. But I work with plenty of people. I know plenty of people who are afraid to have that conversation.
Yep.
And, you know, if you're not open about as a junior developer or a mid-level developer or a senior developer, what do you want to do, you know, in your future, or you don't have that goal, you're just going to be stagnant. And I see that a lot. And that one simple conversation just to let your manager know will enable you to be successful. And maybe I'm being a little aggressive sometimes by saying, hey, these are what my goals to my manager are. But you want to empower your employees to come up to you to say, hey, this is what I want. You know, whether you can give that to me or not, like, that's a different story. But as long as you have the open communication with your manager and they know what you're feeling, they know what you want, you're going to hopefully have a successful career with that company and with that manager.
Yeah, being open and candid with your manager, it could be hard, but you should have that open relationship with your manager where you can say, I want to achieve these goals. And their role is to help you get that. And if I would say if you work on your own, you know, there's a lot of solo developers who run their own freelance or whatever they do. It could be hard to motivate yourself that way. But I think there where you can find user groups where you can share these ideas and get these motivations, this support system that you need. The thing about goals, and actually in season one, we talked about goals. I'll link to the episode in the show notes, is that your goals are going to change. They're not a stuck point in the road. They're an ideal you want to reach. Right? And whether you make it to that goal or not, what you're going to learn is, one, if you didn't reach that goal, you're going to learn why. Like it's probably because there was something else you wanted more. And so it helps give you a direction of where you want to go. It's just like, these are like, it's like the A-B testing of your development career,
yeah,
right?
Absolutely.
It's like, this is the goal. Does it work or not? And when you get to that point, you're like, no, it didn't work, or yes, it did. Then what's the next one? Where should I reshift my focus?
When I've always failed, I've always gone back to the person who's made that decision that I failed. Why?
That's the best question to ask.
Why? I just always why. Something that I never asked before. I always felt uncomfortable. And a lot of bosses don't want to be asked that question. But it's a disjustice to yourself if you don't.
If you go to your boss, if you have a boss, and say, hey, I want to be a senior developer now. And they say no.
Why?
And if you're just like, okay, and you leave, that's not gonna benefit either party. That you're not gonna know the reasons why they don't think you're ready, and you're not gonna know what you need to do to move that next level. But if you say, all right, why? I think I'm ready. Here are my reasons. Why do you think I'm not ready? And then you're gonna learn what are the things you need to work on, what are the things you need to adjust, how do you need to grow to get to the place where you want to be.
Yeah, it's also about like if the company's not willing to grow with you, then you also may need to grow with a different company or grow with yourself.
And that can be hard to self-actualize. That can be hard to admit to. But if it's the case, it goes back to this case of you have one life to live, one development career, make it what you want. Only, you know, if you have the ability to do it, work with where you're passionate, where it motivates you. And if you're disenfranchised, if you're not motivated, you know, reevaluate. Is it time to find a new avenue to progress in my career? Because, I mean, the only one who cares about your career really is you.
Yeah.
I mean, your managers, if they're good managers, they want to help you grow it. But, I mean, it's your career. It's what you're the one who's facing it 24/7.
Yeah.
So it's up to you to take control of it.
I mean, I also do a lot of extracurricular stuff like you do. I do that to better myself. Yes, I want to help people, but I want to network myself. It's just putting yourself out there. It's being driven.
It's realizing that your development career is not just the 9-to-5 you put in.
Absolutely.
It's everything else around it. Like, if you need to have that passion, that motivation around it, and apply that in some way. Not that I want to be careful in saying you don't have to be like after hours coding. If you have a passion to spend time with your family, to do like woodworking or something else, pursue that. That's for sure. But make sure you are not just coming in to do the 9-to-5. Because if you do that, you're not going to progress in the way you want to, I would say. So the last thing I want to ask you before we end this is the question I ask all the guests. And this is a hard one. What would be your one piece of career advice for developers out there?
I would say set a goal and don't be afraid to fail and be able to, you know, pivot.
That's good. Be able to pivot.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you for being on the podcast. I appreciate you taking this time.
Yeah,
thank
absolutely.
You.
Awesome. Thanks, Mike.
And I want to thank Nate again for taking the time to sit down with me during the conference we were at and talking about motivation. I really appreciate him sharing his story of his journey into development. If you want to know more about Nate or the company he works for, Oomph Inc., you can find links to his Twitter account and their website in the show notes for this episode. Again, those are available at developingup.com/37. The one takeaway from the conversation Nate and I had is to remember that you have one development career and you're the one who controls it, who owns it, who cares about it. So it's important to know what motivates you. What are the driving factors for you being a developer and having a career in development? And pursue tasks and goals that work towards that motivation, work towards that inspiration that you have. So that's my takeaway. I'd love to hear what your takeaways from this episode. And I'd also appreciate getting your feedback on the podcast in general. You know, we're wrapping up season two. There's only two more episodes for season two. And in preparation for season three, I want to learn more about who you are, so that we can keep delivering content that matters to you and helps you grow your development career. So to aid in that, I've created a survey that I hope you could spend a few minutes taking for me. You can find it at developingup.com/survey. And it's just a couple questions so that I can learn about who the audience is and get your input to make better episodes going into season three. And if you want to share your further thoughts and opinions about this episode or any episode or just development in general, there's a number of outlets you can use. So there's the website, developingup.com, that features our full library of recorded episodes with show notes and sections for comments and conversations. You can find us on Twitter at DevUpPodcast or myself personally at MikeMiles86, or send a good old-fashioned email at hello@developingup.com or to me at Mike@developingup.com. And I'd greatly appreciate your help in reaching a wider development audience. If you could leave a rating and review on iTunes or Stitcher or Google Play or wherever you get your podcast, it helps other developers find this podcast and get better at their careers. So until the next episode, I wish you happy developing.